Coach is a worker. You know, he's instilled a fearlessness, you know, in this program. You know, he's taught our kids that, you know, if we play the game the right way, that we have a chance to beat anybody in this league. And, you know, he's put a lot into changing the culture here, in terms of, you know, understanding what it takes to win at the highest level. And, you know, it's been a gradual turn, but, you know, I think our kids believe in it. They're our biggest advocates in recruiting. And, you know, it's the proof is in the pudding. We've kind of made some strides, and, you know, coaches put a lot of time and effort into turning it around. Well, he's the first-time head coach, so I think there were a myriad of things that were coming at him. You know, how you've got to lead, the things you have to do, and him being so competitive, to understand that, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, even though he's competitive enough to want it to happen overnight, it's just not going to happen overnight, not with these sanctions. This was an unusual set of circumstances. It wasn't like you just had one, you know, one visit taken away, or, you know, a couple of recruiting days taken away. This was half the recruiting calendar. And, you know, you had 5 official visits total per year. And, you know, 10 scholarships, like, that's crippling to a program. And, you know, he embraced it, and he taught through it, he coached through it, and he did a great job with it. You know, part of the culture's changing. When, you know, when you lose games, you know, you should be as upset as the coach, if not more. And, you know, we've gotten to a point where we feel like we're close to that right now. 9 wins in this league is monumental in year 2. That's monumental in year 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 10. You win 9 games in the league, you know, in a lot of conferences, that puts you in the NCAA tournament. If you're in the Big 12, you're in the NCAA tournament. You're in the SEC, you're in the NCAA tournament. You're in the ACC, you're in the NCAA tournament. 9 wins is a lot. You know, it's the most wins that this program's ever had since it's been in this league. And that's monumental. The games that we didn't get done down the stretch, I mean, we did the best we could. You're down to 6 guys, and, you know, we just didn't get it done. As opposed to saying, you know, hey, we ran out of bodies, or hey, we still had opportunities, and all of those games are right there. So we didn't make the plays necessary to win a few more of those games, if not all of them. We thought they were all winnable. We weren't expecting Lafayette to go down after the Gonzaga game. It was a hit. But, you know, the kids were resilient. They hung in there. They fought. And, you know, we came up short. But I thought coach's preparation with the kids, you know, both in practice and games, were flawless. And we had an opportunity. You know, we had an opportunity in all 4 of those games. Completely out of the realm to even – judge the program or coach with you know, this cloud over us the first 3 years. I don't know how you judge a program moving forward until you're playing with everything that everyone else is playing with. The same visits, the same scholarships, the same opportunities that everyone else has. We've had both hands tied behind our backs, and we're very, very competitive people. I think coach assembled the staff that way, starting with himself. And, you know, how we're judged going into year 3 or after year 3, I think that's for our fans and alumni. I think it's fun water cooler stuff, but I don't think anything even begins until we're sanction-free in this program, and that's going to take a while. We've got another year of it, and then, you know, after a 4-year cycle, when you've had a chance to have kids in your program for 4 years, I think that's when you should be, you know, judged. We're leaps and bounds ahead of where anyone could be, whether it was, Roy Williams, had he took over this program in year two. It would be very difficult under the same circumstances to beat our win total, both in conference and out. Our strength of schedule has been number one for better parts of the non-conference season for the last 2 years. No one's played a tougher non-conference schedule than we have. So that being said, all in all, you know, I think Coach Stoudemire has done an amazing job in being an ambassador, trying to get UOP back to where it deserves to be, and the things that Coach Thomason was able to accomplish in his long tenure here. We're going to stop at nothing within the rules to get us back to a point where people are really, really proud to be associated with UOP basketball.